Report: Hurricane Ida death toll rises, man killed by alligator in Louisiana floodwaters. By Amy Furr on August 31, 2021. The death toll due to Hurricane Ida has reached at least 4 following a highway collapse in Mississippi while millions had no power and flooding continued to be a threat Tuesday, according to reports. 2 deaths were confirmed in Louisiana, which included an individual hit by a falling tree near Baton Rouge and a driver who drowned in New Orleans, USA Today writes. Governor John Bel Edwards said at least 671 people had been rescued from floodwaters in Louisiana by Monday afternoon, the outlet continued. Ida roared onto the Gulf Coast near Port Fork in Louisiana on Sunday with 150-mile-per-hour winds before barreling toward Mississippi. Ida had quieted to tropical depression status Tuesday with sustained winds of 30 miles per hour. The National Weather Service warned that the heavy rain and flooding threat would spread from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys up through the mid-Atlantic states on Wednesday. 2 people died and at least 10 others were hurt when their cars fell into a hole where a highway collapsed once Ida swept through George County, Mississippi. Torrential rain may have caused the collapse, and the drivers may not have seen that the roadway in front of them had disappeared Monday night, Mississippi Highway Patrol CP Cal Robertson said, the outlet noted. Meanwhile, an elderly man was apparently attacked by an alligator in floodwaters near Slidell, a city across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. According to Jason Galbert, a spokesman with the St. Tammany Fire District No. 1. Galbert reported the attack tore the man's arm off and his wife went for help, but when she returned, he had disappeared into the water. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, SPSO, detailed the incident in a Facebook post and said, SPSO used high-water vehicles and flatboats in an attempt to locate the victim, but as of this time all attempts have been futile. Video footage showed authorities at the scene and one official told CU when deputies got out here. They noticed that there was a large amount of blood and then learned from his spouse that the gentleman, the body, was no longer present. According to the outlet, the case was being treated as a missing persons investigation.